anyway, so Scotty, that's what I purchased. Now, I was going to put this later on in my podcast, but I'll go ahead and talk about it now because we're talking about the Apple stuff. So Big Fatty said on his show, he thinks that within a month, I will go ahead and purchase the new AirPods Pro 2. Well, interesting that he says that. I mean, I was planning on purchasing them, but not right away. Well, the past couple of days that I've been walking, and because I use my AirPods Pro every day, I've noticed that the left one is making this chirping noise. So I did all the things, like I checked the firmware update, and I have the most current firmware update installed. I checked like the, you know how you can manipulate the different settings and stuff. I did all that and made sure everything is the same on both headphones, you know, both AirPods. And I can't figure out why, but like when I was listening to Big Fatty Show today, my AirPod was making this chirping noise on the left one. And I'm thinking, oh my God, is this thing getting ready to die? And I just said that I wasn't going to upgrade to the AirPods Pro 2. But now with this chirping noise, I think I'm going to have to.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've noticed that Big Fatty's making this chirping noise.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3869 of the BFO for Monday the 5th of December 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty Whoopie Doo. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your gifters today, Big Fatty as opposed to grifters. Well, there's some of them out there too, but y'all, your gifters today, because y'all, Big Fatty has spent a lot of the weekend preparing for his trip to Atlanta and to go see my brothers and sisters-in-law, and y'all, it's lovely. It's just gonna be lovely. But y'all, I'll tell you all about that. But first, I gotta tell you about this. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm keeping up with my Advent calendar Sudokus. Y'all, some of them are hard, just harder than the ones in the newspaper. But y'all, I'm also keeping up with my T's. And y'all, on Friday, I had the mint refresh. It was a spring of peppermint, fennel, and rose. And y'all, and then on Saturday, I had, what is it called? It's called Lemon Ginger Manuka Honey, a welcoming cup of spicy sweet bliss. And y'all, both of these, the flavors weren't very strong at the beginning, and I looked today, but they got better. They got better the longer the bags were in the water, and they were quite good by the time I finished the mug of tea. Y'all, it says in here, infuse for up to 15 minutes. Y'all, they infused longer than 15 minutes, but they really did help the longer it brewed. And y'all, then today I'm enjoying the elegant English Brufkus tea. An exquisite blend of the very finest of black teas. And y'all, I'm afraid this one has got caffeine in it. The other two did not. So I'm having this afternoon. One moment, please. Let's just check it out. Oh, that's just good. That's just good. Oh, Big Fatty, you should put cream in your tea and have a shortbread with it. Well, how very ucky of you. Yes, Big Fatty. maybe we'll go to Betty's Tea Room and have some. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Betty's Tea Room. It's true. anyway, y'all, but I have enjoyed the teas, and y'all, I am going to take my tea bags with me on my trip to Atlanta, so I can still give you the tea report. I can sort of spill the tea. Big Fatty, that's because you're clumsy. You're just clumsy. Just love the happy holiday music for the weekend. I know we don't only get to hear it 1 month of the year. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. Thursday night, y'all, I don't believe there was anything of importance that went on. Y'all, I did hear from Olive on, because you know I went and fixed his computer or set up his computer, and y'all I did have a call from him Thursday night saying, oh, I can't get it to work, Big Fatty. And so y'all for right day, y'all, I got up and I went to Olive's place, and evidently he was having trouble with his e-letters, and y'all, evidently there was an outage in the Charleston area with the Xfinity, and that's why he couldn't get into his e-letters. Y'all, it's just crazy. I had made an error setting up his connection to his bank. I had left a letter out of the username, and I forgot to go in and take that username out of his stored passwords, and so I knew how to fix that one. And so y'all, I went over there, and it was lovely. Y'all, and I did some updating to the software, and there's still more updating to do, and I'll finish that up on Tuesday. But y'all, we had a nice visit while I was there, and everything was working fine by the time I left. And we pulled, he had a couple of boxes of Crema decorations in his little storage area, so we pulled those out. He was gonna do his decorating. He doesn't do much, but a little bit of decorating. I guess over the weekend. And anyway, y'all, I headed home after that. And y'all, it was just a quiet day. Got home, I had to do my nipple walk, because you know I went to Olive's before I did my nipple walk, because I knew that would be weighing heavily on his mind. And did my nipple walk and all, and y'all, they were preparing for the big Crema parade, which was gonna be on Saturday. And they had it down to a science, I'll say that. And we had Fatty's. It was Granny and the Nip and Durwood and myself. Young Ryan couldn't make it, and you know we don't expect to see young Nicholas during the Crema season. And y'all, Granny and the Nip and I were sitting, and y'all, everybody brought an appetizer. so it wasn't an expensive evening for anyone. Granny and the Nip and I were sitting out on the back porch, and the back door opens, and y'all, it was young Nicholas. Y'all, we were all floored, simply floored, that he was able to make it by and stick his head in. And afternoon, y'all, I made some fresh nuts and bolts for us to have as a little snack at Friday night. And so he had some of those and a cocktail. And then Durwood arrived. And let's see, what did we have? We had Durwood was going to go to the Outback and pick up some steak bites. They have that on their I guess it's their catering menu or whatever, a party planning or whatever. I don't know what it was. So he stopped by and got those. The Nip got some nuggets, chicken nuggets, and French fried potatoes. And Granny brought a homemade cheese ball. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And he brought some peel and eat. No, it wasn't peel and eat. It was just, they were already peeled. It was just a shrimp cocktail kind of things. You know, they're like a shrimp ring is what it was. It was like 20 shrimp and some cocktail sauce in the middle. He brought a couple of those. And Big Fatty had a spicy sausage dip. And had different crackers and had the nuts and bolts and everything. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Young Nicholas headed out before we really sat down to eat. He did a snick-a-snack on some of the scrimps, though. And one cocktail because he's got a long way to drive. So he did that and said his goodbyes. And the rest of us, we sat around here. Granny took off about 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, he's got that new job. Works from 4 a.m. in the morning till 1 p.m. in the afternoon, which he prefers. And and Saturday was his first day on the job. Young Nicholas has to work on Saturdays nowadays, too. And so anyway, I guess Durwood and the Nip left, 9 o'clock, something like that. And then, y'all, Friday night, my muscly gentleman caller was nearby. He had gone to a crema party, office crema party or something. And, y'all, I thought he might swing on by, but he didn't. But, y'all, he was sending me message. Oh, Rick, I have got to come see you soon. Oh, I said, we'll do it before Friday because Big Friday's on the road. He goes, thank you for calling. And, nothing happened Friday. Y'all, got up Saturday morning, did my normal routine. My normal routine is going to be all the roads in Fat Acres plus the Big Circle. It's a little bit longer. And, but y'all, I'm happy to be able to do it while I can. And, I did that and came back. Y'all, again, they were getting all set up for the big parade. They had, portable spotlights, you know, that they put up so that when the parade came down the street, because the parade started at 5 p.m. in the evening, it lit up the parade path so people could see and everything. And they had signs up where the floats and everything were supposed to line up. And it's right on my walk. Y'all, there were 72 entries in the parade. And they were setting up food trucks and all kinds of stuff. And y'all, they had these carnival rides for the little ones. Yes, Big Fatty, the little ones. And anyway, y'all, I came on back here to the house, and y'all, with me getting ready to go to Atlanta. Y'all, I had to get my crema baking started. So, y'all, I spent Saturday afternoon. I spent about 6 or 7 hours Saturday afternoon and early evening making nuts and bolts. Y'all, I made 6 different batches of nuts and bolts. And y'all, each one of them takes an hour. So, needless to say, Big Fatty was up every 15 minutes stirring nuts and bolts. But, y'all, delicious. Just delicious. Yes, Big Fatty, you had to do all that quality control testing. Yeah, I did. And one moment, please. I need a little more tea here. And y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine. Got caught up on a lot of my shows on the TV machine. And y'all, I've been getting caught up on a lot of my little shows. Y'all, it helps when everybody goes on hiatus during the Crema season. It just gives me a chance to catch up on them. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all woke up early, but went back to sleep and got up, I don't know, it was about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, my new Cuisinart Keurig machine came in. Y'all, it has the grinder for the beans on it. So, and a little thing that you make your own K-cups. So, y'all, I just, you know, I think I'm trying to cut down on the amount of coffee. Well, y'all, I make like 6 cups every morning, and I don't drink that much. And so I said, well, maybe I'll try this. And y'all, I had all those coupons and everything. But anyway, it came and I tried it out on Sunday morning. No, I tried it out on Saturday morning because that came Friday afternoon. And y'all, I didn't get the right amount of water to coffee grinds right the first day, but I've got it figured out on Sunday. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely on Sunday. Y'all, the only thing I miss is I don't get the smell of a whole pot of coffee brewing, and I kind of miss that. So we'll see. Anyway, I had my brofkas. Y'all, John up there in the Vermont, asked me if I had, found the Archway, Bells and Stars, cookeries. And I did, I told him that I had. And John, I don't know if you've, found them or not, but, y'all, they're lovely. Just lovely. Just ask John, in Vermont and, KC in Denver. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, Sunday, y'all, I, got out, did my, morning nipple walk. Y'all counted the houses with decorations. 223 now. And, y'all, it's definitely beginning to look a lot like Crema around here. And then, y'all, I got a couple of more kids. I think I mentioned Mr. Tim Kumal and Randy and Shy Tom and Peter G and Scotty. And y'all, my plan was to open some of these today, but it appears that I may have run out of time. So, y'all, I guess that you'll just have to sit back and wait and hear about it on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. Crema time is here again, and y'all, it'll be Crema day before you know it. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, talk to Veda Sunday afternoon, and y'all, different things have come up, and it looks like we will not be recording an LFC on Sunday. That doesn't mean we won't make it up on Monday, so y'all don't get your hopes up too high about not having one this week. Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, Miss La 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 Lauren noticed that I changed the ending of the little show. Y'all, a slight change of the beginning, too. And at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. And Archer, have you noticed any changes on the little show?
I've noticed that Big Fatty's making this chirping noise.
Oh, well, that's odd. I didn't...
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.